I'm Howard Bryant. Coming up next week, Only a Game celebrates 25 years of Bill Littlefield. But now it's time to talk this week's news with Charlie Pierce. How are you, Charlie?
Hey, Howard.
So let's start laughing before we go.
I can't believe this,
so
guy.
Let's start with the piece of work that is Larry Fedora, the head football coach at the University of North Carolina. First, during media day in Charlotte, he questioned the validity of the brain injury studies of CTE, essentially saying that the conclusions are in the eye of the beholder. I don't think you agree with that, do you?
Well, no, it's the conclusions are in the double vision of the beholder. Actually, if you ask me, I think Larry Fedora should keep his opinions under his hat. Hey!
I see what you did right
it's
there.
It's summer!
Right.
Now, this guy needs to have a fire hose put on him, because not only did he deny the undeniable evidence that football causes CTE and various other symptoms, he also went out of his way to say that football was under attack. And if football goes, the country will go down too.
Did you call the National Guard this
week? How did the United States survive until somebody thought to pick up the soccer ball and run with it?
But there is something to this in terms of, he's out of his mind, obviously. But when you think about where we are right now, in football, with the flags, with the flyers, he's talking about a narrative that we see playing out every single week, that somehow the military and football are inseparable.
Yeah, he's actually got his, you know, very clumsy thumb on two different issues. The second one being that football is in trouble. People don't want their kids playing it anymore. NFL players don't want their kids playing it anymore. It's freaking dangerous. Sooner or later, it's going to filter down even to those places where people are fanatics about high school football. And the game is going to have to change, and Larry Fedora probably won't recognize it when it does.
The owner of the Miami Dolphins, Stephen Ross, said he would suspend players who did not follow the NFL's new national anthem policy, perhaps by as many as 4 games, which is what you get for steroid use. And now the NFL just put out a statement saying that they're going to have discussions about the anthem policy. These guys can't quite get it right, can they?
They cannot get out of their own way on this issue, and they know they can't. They used to tell you if you watched, like, you know, Tarzan movies, if you fall in quicksand, don't struggle because it makes it worse. That's where the NFL is right now. They're in the quicksand and they think they're in water and they're trying to swim and they're sinking like a stone. To me, the ultimate indication that this whole controversy is something the NFL will never be able to solve for itself was the notion that players could stay inside the locker room for the anthem, and then they believed that people wouldn't then say, it's un-American to stay inside the locker room during the anthem, which the president took about 11 minutes, I think,
less,
to jump all over.
Let's also not forget that Ray Rice was caught on video clocking his wife.
Right.
On video, he got 2 games.
Right.
And now for kneeling for the national anthem, kneeling during the national anthem, you could get 4 games?
Maybe they're worried that these guys are using, you know, performance-enhancing drugs to be able to kneel. You know, because their knees are all shot. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, Tom Brady also got 4 games for the inflation of a football.
Which may or may not have actually happened. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about loyalty, or better yet, let's talk about power. The Toronto Raptors traded DeMar DeRozan, the same DeMar DeRozan who re-signed with the team last year because he loved the city. He wanted to be loyal to his team. He wanted to bring a championship to Toronto. And so they traded him to the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
And DeRozan wrote on his Instagram page, can't trust him, ain't no loyalty in this game, sell you out quick for a little bit of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, DeMar DeRozan is a terrific story. I mean, he comes, as the phrase goes, straight out of Compton. He goes to Toronto and just absolutely falls in love with the place, puts both his arms around it. It does the same to him. And we both know that Toronto is just a terrific cosmopolitan
city
right now. And then gone, shuffled, goodbye, for Kawhi Leonard, who may well not play 40 games this year.
Who played 9 games last year, and I believe...
Kawhi... And I believe is already complaining about having to go to Toronto. You know, I think DeMar DeRozan will be perfectly happy in San Antonio. It's also a nice city. But it's extraordinary that you would see a guy, you know, who literally decided to make himself a face of a franchise, which really hasn't had a face since Vince Carter, get treated like that.
Last but not least, Tuesday, Homer, the Peoria Chiefs mascot, a nice little floppy-eared dog, like I think he's a wiener dog. He was suspended for firing a squirt gun at an umpire the night before. But in an act of solidarity that would make Norma Ray proud, I think, the other mascots protested, picketing in front of Dover Park. One mascot, an ear of corn, held up a sign that read, no Homer, no corn.
First of all, you and I have been to enough minor league baseball to be very suspicious about this whole thing.
No Homer, no corn.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Peoria Chiefs were slipping Homer a little mustard under the door for having squirted that thing and gotten them national publicity for the mascot strike.
what I love about this is, one, you got the solidarity, because we're talking about, you know, we're talking about the players and Colin Kaepernick and how come they didn't stand behind Kaepernick. But you mess with those mascots. You mess with one, you mess with all of us.
That's right. And there's nothing more ferocious than a classics major making minimum wage wearing a big fat dog head.
You know what? That's what we call a mic drop right
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins Bill Littlefield each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Howard.